you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend planned. We're going to give you some films to watch on Film Week, some terrific recommendations from our critics in just a few minutes. And there should be a couple of great Final Four games being played tomorrow afternoon and evening, including UCLA against undefeated Gonzaga of Spokane, Washington. With us to preview the game once more is beat writer for UCLA, Ben Bolch. Ben, you're still in Indianapolis?
I absolutely am. And I got to say, Larry, after being on with you twice, I'm impressed with that you have the correct pronunciation of Gonzaga. I've been a sports writer my whole life, and it took me till about 3 years ago to finally get that right. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Well, it's funny, of course, because we're all so much more familiar with Spanish. And I have to tell myself every time I say it, okay, short A, Gonzaga. So it's funny you mentioned that, because it still doesn't come fully naturally. Ben, just share with us what the vibe is like in Indianapolis right now.
Well, I know from a UCLA perspective that I think that, not to jinx anything for them, but I think they're starting to feel like a team of destiny here. As I write my preview story for tomorrow, this has just been one kind of John Wooden magical history tour, as I'm putting it. They go from playing their first game at his alma mater, where there's a statue of him outside, to Hinkle Fieldhouse, where he played in high school. And then the last two venues they played, there's a statue of him sandwiched in between while he was coaching. So it's just like it feels like they're kind of being carried along here by a special power. And I don't mean to diminish anything they've done at all, because they've done a masterful coaching job and the players have been tremendous. But it feels like there's a special force in play here.
Well, and they're facing a very impressive undefeated Gonzaga team, 14-point favorites going into this, which I believe is the largest for a Final Four matchup since the 64-team expansion came in 1985. But, of course, underdogs can use that as motivation, right, Ben?
Yeah, and you're talking to a lifelong North Carolina State fan, which the Wolfpack pulled maybe the greatest Final Four upset when they beat Houston in 1983 on Lorenzo Charles's dunk at the end of the game. So, anything can happen when you start believing in yourself. And this team clearly has that mentality now. All it took really was that game against Michigan State, where they were down 14, clawed their way back to win that first game, and they've been on just an amazing roll ever since then. So they have the belief, and they're not going to be intimidated on Saturday.
Well, and they play excellent defense, and Gonzaga is going to test that. And provide a little detail, if you will, about the key matchups of UCLA's defense against that Gonzaga highly efficient offense.
Yeah, they've got three players who are considered probable first-round draft picks, so it's kind of like a pick-your-poison type situation. And Mick Cronin, I asked him about this earlier in the week, and he said what they do better than anyone is they just generate open shots, open layups through their transition offense after they force turnovers. And then he said their passing is just exceptional. He said it reminded them of the Golden State Warriors at their peak and the San Antonio Spurs when they had Manu Ginobili. So just an exceptional challenge facing UCLA, and USC was a trendy pick to beat Gonzaga, right? And then we saw what happened there. The game was essentially over just a handful of minutes into that game, and Gonzaga just won running away and won that game by 19 points. So it's going to be a challenge unlike anything UCLA's ever seen. But like I said previously, they're not going to be they're not going to back down.
Well, I love the regional flavor of this too. You've got two West Coast teams facing each other in one of the semis, and the other, of course, two Texas teams, where you've got a number one seed in Baylor with a very talented Houston team. That's, I don't know if this ever happened before, where you've had this kind of regional concentration.
Yeah, in fact, one of my co-worker Sam Farmer wrote about that today, and I can't remember what year it was the last time that we had all Final Four teams west of the Mississippi River. But you know, everyone's so used to having Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky in there that it's just it's such a kind of oddity. But you know, as somebody who lives in Los Angeles, it's nice to see, because I think there is kind of a perceived East Coast bias as far as national rankings and perception. So maybe this will shift some of that back toward the West Coast.
Yeah, Sam, writing, first time in tournament history that we have seen this regional confrontation. We're talking with Ben Bolch, who's the beat writer for the UCLA Bruins men's college basketball team. They're, of course, in Indianapolis, where they made the Final Four. The two semifinal games are tomorrow, and then Monday night it'll be the championship, NCAA March Madness championship. Four teams are left. One of the semifinals, UCLA and Gonzaga. The other, Baylor and Houston. Let's talk a bit about the players on UCLA who were lost to this team. Because I think one of the reasons this is such a shock, Ben, is that they lost some terrific players earlier on.
Yeah, and they lost a player before the season even started. They had a five-star point guard, Mick Cronin's first recruit, Dacian Nix, who was supposed to really just jumpstart this team from day one of his arrival on campus. He ended up going to this new G League venture where he made about $300,000 with the uncertainty of the pandemic and not knowing if there was going to be a college basketball season. He went for that and took that money instead of coming to UCLA after he'd already signed a letter of intent. So that was a big loss before the season. And then on the final day of 2020, Chris Smith, who was probably their best player, suffers a torn knee ligament against Utah, and he's lost for the season. That obviously changes things considerably. And then Jalen Hill, forward, who's probably their best interior defender, leaves in early February because of some personal issues going on in his life, and then he's not returned. So you take away three of your top players, it's going to take some time to kind of find your new identity and come together, and I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
All right, Ben, great to talk with you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have fun. I know it's work, but have a good time in the covering the game tomorrow as well.
Thanks so much, Larry.
Appreciate it. Ben Bolch, Los Angeles Times beat reporter, covering the Bruins in their big game tomorrow. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Film Week is coming up momentarily. Have a wonderful weekend. We're going to tell you about some films that you can enjoy. NPR News, just a couple minutes away, we'll have the very latest on the lockdown at the U.S. Capitol because of an incident at one of the perimeter driving entrances to the complex. Two Capitol Hill officers have been injured and are hospitalized.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.